This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress leader and former minister Mohammad Aftab Alam passes away this morning. Ukraine says massive Russian attack has hit its energy infrastructure. And Nepal defeats India by massive 92 runs in the Hong Kong International Sixes. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress leader and former minister Mohammad Aftab Alam has passed away at 2 a.m. this morning. Afflicted from high blood pressure and diabetes, he had been undergoing treatment at Sinamangal-based Kathmandu Medical College for the last 1 month. Alam was put on ventilator support for over 1 week after further complications in his health. KMC's chairperson and former lawmaker Dr. Sunil Sharma informed the national news agency RSS that former Minister Alam died while undergoing treatment today. Alam was first elected as a Member of Parliament in the by-election in 2051 Bikram Samat. He was also Constituent Assembly Member, State Minister, full Cabinet Minister and Nepali Congress Central Member during his political career. He had been in prison after being sentenced to life imprisonment for allegedly orchestrating the Brick Lane massacre in Rautarhat district just before the Constituent Assembly elections in 2064 Bikram Samvat. He suffered a brain stroke after being released from jail. Former Minister Alam is survived by 2 sons and a daughter. The third Trans-Himalayan Forum on Communication and Social Development kicked off in Kathmandu yesterday. The event is jointly organized by the University of Electronic Science and Technology of China, Kangba TV, the Thrivan University and the Himalaya Television. The forum began under the theme of Peripheral Digital Communication and Regional Public Governance, which aims to address shared challenges through digital innovation and cross-border collaboration. It is being held in the backdrop of complex global dynamics for strengthening trust and cooperation among trans-Himalayan nations. The event has been attended by 150 scholars and practitioners from 9 countries, including China, Nepal, the USA, India, Bhutan, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Sri Lanka and Japan, with more than 60 academic papers submitted. The German Unity Day was celebrated with a reception hosted by the German Embassy in Kathmandu yesterday, marking the 35th anniversary of the Day of German Unity and 67 years of Nepal-Germany bilateral relations. Ambassador of Germany to Nepal, Udo Falls, hosted the event at the ambassador's residence in Ganeshwar with Vice President Ramsahai Prasad Yadav as the chief guest. 35 years ago, in 1989, the Berlin Wall fell, a barrier erected in 1961 to divide East and West Germany. The peaceful revolution culminated in the border opening on the 9th of November, 1989, reuniting families and fostering European unity after 28 years of separation. In his remarks, Ambassador Falls highlighted Germany's steadfast support for Nepal through crises like the Civil War, 2015 earthquake, the COVID-19 pandemic and the ongoing democratic renewal, while appreciating Nepal's focus on accountability and public service. This year also marks 51 years of ZIZ's technical assistance in Nepal, 62 years of KfW's financial cooperation across sectors and 18 years of PTB's efforts to bolster quality infrastructure, standards, meteorology, testing and accreditation for fair trade and industrial growth. The reception drew dignitaries including government officials, political leaders, diplomats, business representatives, journalists and intellectuals. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A massive Russian attack hit Ukraine's energy infrastructure, killing 1 person and prompting power cuts in several regions, according to Kyiv's authorities. Moscow has in recent months escalated its attacks on energy infrastructure in Ukraine, damaging natural gas facilities, which produce the main fuel for heating in the country. Experts have said Ukraine risks heating outages ahead of the long winter months. the sacred relics of Lord Gautam Buddha embarked on a journey to Bhutan from India today. The relics enshrined at the National Museum in New Delhi were taken to Thimphu on an Indian Air Force aircraft accompanied by a high-level delegation led by Dr. Birendra Kumar, the Union Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment. The public exposition scheduled between the 8th of November and 18 is part of the Global Peace Prayer Festival, which aims to promote world peace and humanity's healing, coinciding with the 70th birthday anniversary of Bhutan's fourth king, Jigme Singye Wangchuk. Bhutan, the only Vajrayan kingdom, places great significance on this event, showcasing its deep-rooted Buddhist heritage. The relics will be displayed at a holy place in Thimphu, which is a historic seat of Bhutan's government and monastic body. Three special exhibitions will accompany the exposition, exploring the life of Guru Padmasambhava, the excavation of Buddha's relics and Buddha's teachings. Now sports cricket. Nepal defeated India by 92 runs in a match held under the Hong Kong Super Sixes tournament. In the match that was played at Mong Kok, Hong Kong, Nepal won the toss and elected to bat first, scoring 137 runs without losing any wickets in the allocated six overs. For Nepal, opener Sandeep Zora scored 47 runs in 12 balls, while Rashid Khan scored 55 runs in 17 balls before he was retired hurt after completing a half century. Lucas Vom then joined Zora to score 31 runs not out in 7 balls. In reply, India were all out in just 3 overs with just 45 runs on the board. Only Bharat Chipli and Priyank Panchal scored in double figures with 12 runs each. The likes of international players like Robin Uthappa and captain Dinesh Karthik failed to make any impact with the bat, scoring only 5 and 7 runs respectively. For the bowling side, Rashin Khan took 3 wickets in just 1 over, while Bashir Ahmed took 2 wickets and Rupesh Singh took 1 wicket. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also possibility of light rain and snowfall in one or two places of the Himalayan regions of Kosi Province and Gandaki Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Nepali Congress leader and former minister Mohammad Aftab Alam passes away this morning. Ukraine says massive Russian attack has hit its energy infrastructure. And Nepal defeats India by massive 92 runs in Hong Kong International Sixes. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.